Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. We mentioned earlier the worst state fair in history has to be going on in Oklahoma this year. Not the state fair itself, but just one part of the state fair. Apparently, they used to do this quite a bit in the 90s, and we talked about this earlier. Radio stations would do this and fairs would do this, where you had to sit in a car along with three other people you don't know for as long as you can, and the last person in the car wins the car. In Oklahoma, they call it the Stinky Cintra Contest, and they hadn't done it since the 90s, but now they're back and doing it again, which is really cool that they're doing that. I thought it was a great thing. They asked the contestants, how did you get into it? They went around the car. There are four people inside the car. And they said, why did you want to do this?
Now, do you know how they selected the four finalists?
Just out of drawing. They go online to register. One of them, if we hear from two of them. One says, yeah, I was just looking on Facebook. Another one says, well, I've got time right now. My husband's great and can take care of the kids. And so both of them wanted to be in this car.
Late night scrolling on Facebook and figured, why not? I'll give it a shot. And
I've raised two boys and my husband. I've got it. I'm good.
I'm in a great place. I want to be in this car. So here are the rules. You sit in the car for as long as you can with three people you don't know. And it's explained here by the company that puts it on. The company that puts it on is called The Dent or something like that. They're a separate company that runs this contest. And he says, well, you have to stay in the car for 3 hours and then you get a quick break. Other than that, you just must stay in the car.
Anything that is brought to them to eat in the car needs to stay in the car. So if you eat a half a corn dog, then you throw it in the back and that corn dog stays in there. You eat a turkey leg, you gnaw on the meat and you leave the bone. All that stuff stays in the car.
All right. Got to be in the car at all.
Okay. All right. Is there a time limit? Like when the fair ends, the contest is over?
Do they do
a random drawing?
That'd be my guess.
Okay.
But the fair goes for 2 weeks. So you've got,
that's true.
You've got a long period of time. So I know the way that radio stations where I've been have done it is like you have to touch the car and at the end of the 10 days or whatever, we're going to do a random drawing, mm-hmm. Because a lot of times or sometimes at least two people will stay in the car. Now, at some point, if you want to get out of the car, you're free to get out at any time, but you lose the car, of course. Well, it wouldn't even be news except one gentleman is calling shenanigans on this.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Do we have a winner?
Yes, we have declared the winner. The winner's name is Brian Richmond. He won the contest.
Okay.
But his opponent says, well, he did it was dirty the way he won this contest. Mm. And I'm going to just let him explain exactly what happened during this contest at one break period.
So yesterday during our break, my literal piece of shit competitor went out to the porta potty, scooped a cup of shit out of the porta potty, and then brought it back into the car.
Now, this is after.
My God.
They've been in a car a week, by the way.
He's still trying to clean his nose out.
You hear him?
My piece of S competitor brought a literal piece of S
into the car. Okay, he brought it into the car. Now, that's illegal.
That's a dirty move.
Yeah. The contestants cannot bring things into the car.
From their break?
From their break. They were allowed to have their phones. I saw one woman had her little ear pods in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they could text with their loved ones and anybody could bring them food. They had to in fact have people bring them food. But you're not allowed to get out of the car and get something.
And bring something back.
And bring something back into the car. He continues.
I got in the car. I could immediately smell it. I knew exactly what it was. My wife was watching on the live stream.
Oh, my God.
I told her, hey, it smells like porta potty shit in here.
You watching this?
It was like porta potty crap in here. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Wow. It smells like corn dog, cotton candy.
Oh, the things.
And a funnel cake.
And that's mild. Now it's all deep fried.
You're right. Butter.
Deep fried butter and Oreos.
Oh, God.
Which I think just comes out as deep fried butter. I don't think it changes much.
Same going in as coming out.
Yeah.
Well, he continues. Yeah, she saw it too.
She said, yeah, I saw him shove something up in that back windowsill. So I text the dent source people, told them what was going on. They asked the dude if he brought it in. He tried to deny it. Eventually, they made us get out of the car. They found it. They decided that, yes, that was against the rules, but it's not a disqualifier. They're just going to remove the human feces that he scooped out, and the competition would continue.
Oh.
I said I have more self-respect for myself.
At that point, he exited the Sentra?
Yeah. Look, I'll do a lot for a Sentra. But
I'm not sinking to this level.
At the end of the day, it's a Sentra.
Yeah. You losers need this car, clearly.
You can stay in there with old poopy pants.
Yeah. If you want. He scooped literal crap.
Cup of poop.
Well, cup of poop won. He won. Yeah. He won the car.
I'm kind of with a snort guy here.
I agree. That's not right.
They said he broke the rules, but disqualified.
Did not disqualify him. How could you not?
They just removed the cup. I don't like that. I think he still brought it in.
If it's how do you think it's written in the rules? That's the question. It's like, you know, if they say it's a disqualifier to bring something into the vehicle, then I think they got
unless they say judge's decision.
I bet they leave it out. They probably leave it out like that.
I almost hate to bring it up with our attorney, but when we speak with her on Friday,
I think we should.
Lisa Lanier needs to weigh in.
Yeah,
I think we have to hear this man. The man goes on to say, "Look, it's against the rules."
That is against the rules. You're not allowed to get yourself in the car. What's the difference of scooping it out of the porta potty? And you're also not allowed to bring anything in or out of the car. Well, if you go into the porta potty and you scoop shit out and you bring it in, you just broke the rules. End of the day, I mean, am I mad? Absolutely. But same time, I know I've won. Do I have the car? No. But I know I beat the guy. You have to be at pretty low levels to put your own hand into a porta potty thing and scoop it out. I mean, like, I beat him. I won.
That's it. Do I have the car? No.
But I don't have poop on my hands.
I agree with him.
Look, I know who I am, and I know I won.
So do we know at what point in the competition, was it down to just the two of them?
Yes. And so
two people had already bailed?
That's right. Two people had bailed, and he said, I'm done with this. I'm not doing this. Because they had been in it for several days.
Yeah.
And so he said, I'm out. And he said, I've got more respect
for myself. How do they not have someone monitoring?
That's what I thought.
People getting in and out of the car.
I think they did.
During the break. If he's coming back with a cup.
I know. But I bet you they didn't even. I bet he came back with a cup and didn't even say anything and just went right in. Wouldn't you think? But if you're not supposed to bring anything back in. But really, what's the difference of him going to a concession stand and buying a Coke and coming back in with it versus a person bringing him a Coke, which they can do, you know?
I mean, I suppose the person could hand him a cup of S.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless I hope they write language about, you know, no intentional. And now you could probably pass gas all you want.
They said you couldn't. He said there you can't defecate in the vehicle.
He did say that.
He said that. Or I'm sure you can't pee or poop.
Did they roll the windows down?
The windows were down when I saw the news report, but I don't know after that. I wonder if you're in charge of your own window. That's what I would do. Uh-huh. I'd make the person, like, whatever window you're sitting in. Where would you want to sit if you were doing that competition? Front seat?
I'd want the front for the room, I think.
Driver's side or passenger?
Passenger.
You know what I bet they make them do? I bet every break they have to rotate.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's how I would do it. Unbelievable.
Do we know how long the winner, quote unquote, was in the vehicle?
Wasn't in the report. I wish I had known, but this man looked haggard coming out of there, by the way.
You could hear it.
Oh,
I think
God.
He's still physically affected.
You heard the
snorting and snotting.
And that poor, his poor wife being forced to watch that on a live stream. I hope she lied to him. It was really not. Did you see what just happened? Yeah. You see what he did? Yeah, I crazy.
I made pickleball.
Yeah. He can't just do that. You're right. You should do something.
You bring home that Sentra, dear.
Yeah.
You know what the Diesel did to me this weekend, by the way?
The Diesel?
Pickleball. You know, he's my dear friend, my pickleball partner.
Sure.
We were at the beach, couples weekend, okay? Kristen was there. You witnessed this? You witnessed this? No, you weren't there yet. You didn't witness it. We're getting ready to play bocce ball. You're familiar with bocce. You know bocce.
I've heard about the stories.
You know bocce.
Beach bocce is fantastic.
Beach bocce. If you don't know what this game is, you throw a small white ball, and then you have four large red balls and four large green balls. You try to get as close to the white ball as you can. You know, the beach is a perfect place to play. Just throw it and throw the balls at it. Well, Diesel was practicing warming up for our game. We're getting ready to play.
Warming up?
Yeah, I was finishing a beverage. I said, we'll play in 10 minutes. So he's like, I'll go warm up for a while. And then we saw him walking down by the water line, by the edge. He's like, what's he doing? Why is he down?
Yeah, he's not an ocean guy.
Yeah, for a long time he's walking in it. So he came back and he said, I accidentally threw one in the ocean and it's gone.
What?
Lost my bocce
ball. Atlantic has claimed another bocce ball.
The Atlantic claimed a bocce ball. Okay.
Bad warm up?
Bad warm up. He had bad toss.
Maybe the worst.
Over the ridge. He couldn't see it for a moment. Then the wave took it, and he went out like knee deep, just feeling around. He couldn't find
that
it.
I've never seen a beach slope.
It was a slope.
The topography of a beach quite like that, with the high tide line.
And he was practicing his up and over, you know, which he knew was coming in the game. Sadly, we never got to play that game. We were now down one green.
Can't play with seven balls.
Here's how the Diesel is, too. I said, did you lose a green one or a red one? Because I'm always Randolph Red. I'm from Randolph County. And he goes, lost a red one. And we looked, and there were four red ones laying there and three green ones. I said, no, I think you lost a green one. He goes, I know what I lost. I lost a red one.
So if a lifeguard or a beach patrol were to go by, and he would say, what did you lose?
Yeah.
He'd
say a red bocce ball. But I said, well, these are four red and three green.
Well, I found a green one down there about 100 yards away.
No, thanks.
It's not ours.
Wow.
I want your opinion on this, Biggie, because everybody I've asked said different things. Now, I'm going to full disclosure. I'd had three edibles. So I said to two friends, including Chris Dim, how many bocce balls do you think are in the oceans of the world right now? Are in
the seven seas?
All the water of the world, the oceans and the seas, how many bocce balls are in there? And one friend said, one.
The Diesels.
And then others said, a million.
Uncountable
numbers of bocce balls.
Bocce balls.
In the ocean.
I was going to think lower, too.
Yeah?
I thought, just gut. 10,000.
You think there's that's high.
That's pretty high.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if I'm because I'm looking at all the beaches.
Yeah.
In the world,
10,000.
Yeah.
I think a dozen. I mean, I think it's that rare. But
do you think they're playing bocce on beaches across the globe?
Definitely in like Italy.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I was
Europe.
Thinking
on
Italy.
The coast.
I think I don't know.
They play on grass there.
Yeah.
Anyway. It was a way too in-depth conversation.
Yeah.
It went really long. Yeah. And I kept arguing for a lower number, and many were saying like over 1,000.
Well, but you know, see, because you play, when we go to the beach, it's with the official heavy beach, you know, or bocce ball set. But they make them now for the beach that anybody can throw.
And they're
the light
they're
plastic
lighter.
Ones. Those, I bet those have floated out to sea.
Correct. Because the heavier ones... We had never had any. I mean, it's gotten into the water line before, but never rolled out. Not until the Diesel got a hold of it. And about every 2 or 3 hours, he would just wander down to the water.
Yeah.
But it really was.
Kind of sad at the end.
Useless. Replacement's $19.
Is he going to pay the freight?
He is not offered
He's
yet.
Not offered
he
to
is not offered, he is not offered yet. Yeah.
He's still going to find it.
Yeah, maybe. And, you know, all the others are like, and when you replace it, you'll always know because it'll be bright green and the rest of them are dull.